thought it was a good advert for the league. I thought two good sides. We knew what they were going to do. You know, we know how they play, and you know, we tried to press them, and we knew they'd get through us sometimes. But we thought we kept our shape pretty well. Thought we put them under pressure. I thought we created some chances against them, and we just needed that second one to make us a bit comfortable. And we were a bit unlucky with our corner. You know, I think it just come off somebody and then bobbled up and spun to somebody at the back stick, and he got away from Tom. But overall, I thought it was a good performance. You know, it's Sod's law, isn't it? You know, we let a couple of strikers go out on loan to get games, and then one gets sent off, and then we have to play, obviously, Marshy, and we ain't got a striker to put on to give him a breathe. I mean, Dee was out on his feet, to be fair to the kid, and, you know, 10 minutes to go, and we were thinking, you know, but then he just kept having a little burst, and what have you. He came off, he says, well, he were pleased to get off, to be honest. But, you know, that's just, you know, just how it goes sometimes. I thought, you know, I was just expecting us to put one in at the back stick, to be fair. We had a couple of great opportunities flying across the goal and what have you. But I thought it was a terrific performance by the team, and I thought individually some very good performances as well. And I'm pleased for, you know, Dee's getting more in his legs and what have you, because when he come, he didn't have nothing in him. And in Marshy, you know, Ledsham lasted another 90 minutes, you know, that's terrific. And obviously, you know, it's we look a lot tighter, a lot more solid. I'm not saying we're playing as fluently, but, you know, we've had to change a little bit. Because we weren't winning football matches. So, you know, it's another point on the board against a team that think they should be, you know, up thereabouts. So, yeah, if we keep performing like that, I think we'll win more than we lose.
How frustrating is it, Gary, to play against a side who are noted for the patient build-up, as Gates said? Oh, it must be frustrating.
Well, we've played them twice last year, and to be fair, for three halves, we couldn't get the ball off them. And although, you know, they didn't really hurt us in the first game until, you know, they beat us 1-0. But, you know, they keep the ball and keep the ball and keep the ball and keep the ball. And, you know, the players came off after the game thinking, we've been absolutely battered here. The supporters, as I say, you know, they're frustrated. And when we played the DVD back, actually, they hardly ever hurt us. But they keep the ball away from you. You can't hurt them. So it was the same the first half up there, and we conceded a couple of sloppy goals, and that, and then second half we virtually went man for man against them and caused them a lot of problems. So we certainly knew that, you know, we were going to have a go at them. Obviously, we had to make a couple of changes tonight, but yeah, I thought the lads put a great shift in. We pressed them when we could, put them under pressure, and fair play to them, they stood up well.
Let's talk about the goal. A great ball in from Ben, and what a moment for the youngster.
I think he's been terrific. I think he's been absolutely terrific. I've seen him play 18 months ago, maybe. I've seen him play up at Hyde for Burnley 21s, and he'd been on loan there the previous season, and he was an honest boy. You know, he put his head on it, edit and shift it, as I say. I think his feet's got a hell of a lot better. And that's because they think a bit about him, and he trains with the first team, and he has done for, you know, all pre-season and the season. And he was absolute looking forward to come. I know him at Burnley, and we needed one. And I think he's brave, he's a proper defender, and it was just what we needed. And I think he's been terrific.
A word on Tom Miller as well. How well is he settling back into the side, in your view?
He's, you know, I can't speak highly enough for Tom, to be honest. He's come back in, missed 10 games, whatever it was, and he comes back and he just plays as though you'd think he'd never been away. Absolutely tremendous. He's been struggling with his back, actually. We've been having to have him at chiropractors and everything before games and what have you. Today, I've just said, seen him in the shower now, and to be fair, he's just said to me it's the best it's felt, so hopefully, you know, I'll just get stronger.
How near are you, Gary, to the team that you want to be putting out and the team you feel can take you well forward in this league?
Well, it's not so much the team, it's the squad that we've got. I think we've got a very good squad and we can play different ways. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm not bothered who plays. You know, it makes no difference to me. I'll pick any 11 that, you know, stand up to it and go and get results. You know, we were playing more football but we were open, we were conceding, and you know, when you concede 21 goals or whatever it was in 11 games, we have to do something about it, and we've tried to stiffen it up a little bit. It's been unfortunate for, you know, a couple of us footballers that probably think they should be playing, but at the end of the day, as I say, you know, you have your shirt and it's up to you to keep it, and unless it's tactical or something else, you know, go and make it difficult for me to take it off you, and that's what they should be. And we've got a good squad. I said it at the start, you know, we've got people, Connor and Cabber and Ledcham, and they all wanted to go out on loan to get some games because, you know, they were falling behind fitness-wise. We're not being able to play. We managed to get them a game against Chesterfield and what have you, and we thought it would do Cabber and Connor good to go out and formed, you know, at the end of the day. And we got them out, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't expect, you know, Butters to be sent off and what have you, but, you know, it's just one of them things, it happens.
I was going to say, you must fancy your chances, two games coming up, Nuneaton and Southport. Southport can get a result at Grimsby tonight. It's a crazy season, it's a crazy league.
Listen, I've said it before, you can't, anybody can beat anybody in this division. And that's why you've got to be on blob all the time. And, you know, as I said to him tonight, you know, the last two games, they showed application, discipline, togetherness, solidarity to work for each other and work hard. And as I said to him, if you keep doing that, you'll create chances like you've created tonight against, you know, we created chances tonight against a good team. And I said, at the end of the day, if you keep doing that, you know, your confidence will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And you'll win more games than you lose. And, you know, we got a Nuneaton now, and obviously Southport's had a great result tonight. And Telford went and beat Torquay on Saturday. So anybody can beat anybody in this division, and we've said it, you know. And but I was happy with the squad we put together, and I don't think I could have got a better squad, you know, for what we can pay. And it's down to now individuals to when they get the chance to take it.